There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are moving into the second most powerful hour in radio. Your homework assignment today, find someone to love. That's right. Find someone to love. That's how you solve the world's problems. Love yourself, love your neighbor. That's how you win. Despite the craziness of the world, love will conquer all. And that's what the focus of this program is all about. Coming up after this short segment, we're going to bring Shahid onto the program. And we're going to talk about the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. He's the executive director. We're going to talk about this new bill. We're going to talk about his arrest. We're going to play the audio from that. So, Scott, when you get that clip queued up when we're ready. I want to finish up with some of this news here, economy and business. McDonald's is closing 700 stores, ladies and gentlemen. 700 stores. The struggling fast food giant recently announced it was closing 350 poorly performing stores this year, but on Wednesday, McDonald's admitted it had closed a previously unannounced 350 stores in the U.S., Japan, and China. Early on Wednesday, McDonald's reported an 11% decrease in revenue and 30% drop in profit for the first 3 months of the year, a continuation of its troubles in the last 2 years, as it has struggled to compete with new U.S. competitors, a tough economy in Europe, and food safety scare in Asia. You know, I think there's something else going on here, friends. It's not just the economy. People are getting wise to the food that we eat. People understand that if you mass-produced meat, conveyor belt meat, French fries that have an eternal shelf life, that's what is sold at these stores. And people are becoming aware. They don't want to have GMO-laced products that they have no control over. They want real food, clean food. So it's not just an element of the economy struggling. People are waking up saying, I'm not going to go and eat there. They are voting with their dollars, friends. And that's a huge indicator. 700 stores? Unfortunately, a lot of people are not going to have jobs. So if McDonald's wants to get back in the game, and they're trying hard, holy cow, are they trying hard. If you've seen some of these stores, remodeling the stores, they're trying to make them look like Starbucks. And they're trying to have all these healthier, quote, choices. I mean, I see through that stuff. I don't know if everybody else is able to see it. Oh, look, McDonald's, they've got apples now. Sure, laced with GMOs and pesticides. But the point I'm trying to make here is that people are making better choices. They're voting with their dollars, and McDonald's is feeling the brunt of it. So if they want to get in the game, they need to start showing, not just through a cosmetic makeover in their stores or menus, they need to make a makeover in their ingredients. Conscious choices, sustainable food. That's what people want to eat. They don't want to eat the GMO meat. Yeah. So that's what's happening over there. Also here, man-made earthquakes increasing in central and eastern U.S. Oh, goodness. If you live on the Madrid fault line, careful. And, well, there's so much news. Go to the website. All the stuff, so much news to get to. It's all posted there. great stories. We'll be right back on the side of this break. Shahid Tar, Executive Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee on the Power Hour. I'm Gary Singh. Enjoy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. And we're moving in nicely through the second hour. Our guest joining me in just a second, Shahid Buttar. He is the Executive Director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And their focus is restoring civil liberties, constitutional rights, the rule of law, and the principles that are undermined by law enforcement and intelligence agencies within the United States. He's a constitutional lawyer, grassroots organizer. He's an independent columnist, electronic musician, and a poet. Shahid, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on, Gary. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show, and you guys are doing great work over there. I wanted to bring you on and talk about what's happening in Congress. Right now, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee has been working to expand the debate on this new Surveillance State Repeal Act, the SSRA, H.R. 1466. Folks at home, write that down, H.R. 1466. Shahid, please tell us about this bill.
So it's the first of a series of bills that were introduced in the last few weeks in advance of the scheduled expiration of three provisions from the Notorious Patriot Act that will expire in June. the Surveillance State Repeal Act, uniquely among those bills, would repeal the entire Patriot Act, as well as another law passed in 2008. These were amendments to FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which also enabled the NSA dragnet, immunized telecommunications companies from lawsuits by customers aggrieved by their violation of their privacy. And it's by repealing those laws, the 2001 Patriot Act and the 2008 FISA amendment, that the Surveillance State Repeal Act would force the agencies, again, uniquely among any of the other proposals, to justify the expansion of their powers over the last 15 years, not from the illegal, unconstitutional baseline contrived by the Bush administration and accepted by the Obama administration, but rather a constitutional baseline, which we departed from 14 years ago.
Now, what are the intelligence agencies saying about it? I mean, we're talking about repealing the whole Patriot Act here. And when power has been given, I'm sure they don't want to give it back. I mean, they must be clawing and going through, going all their representatives saying, you guys got to fight this. What's going on over there?
Well, so the latest bill that was introduced in Congress is the agency's bill. And it's been introduced by Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. And this bill, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is also backing it. But so the McConnell-Cotton proposal would extend the expiring provisions of the Patriot Act for 5 years and impose not a single restriction on the agencies despite the abuses revealed by Edward Snowden. And that's obviously preposterous. And one reason that my organization, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, is suing the NSA is because the very first of the Snowden leaks revealed that, along with millions of other Verizon business customers, our organization was spied on by the government. And, you know, our organization is people who are trying to fight government surveillance, so the idea that we're being monitored is almost, like, doubly offensive. And the ignorance, I dare say, of the constitutional principles at stake, the ignorance of the documented lies by the agency officials who have under oath perjured themselves before Congress to protect their powers and their budget, and I dare say even the ignorance of the oath of office and what it means, may render people like Mitch McConnell and Tom Cotton, I think they should consider other work because they're clearly not fit and qualified to serve as senators of the United States.
So the agency's bill is the response to the SSRA bill, essentially, right? These are two bills that are being simultaneously pushed?
That's right. And there will be at least one more, and that will be a reported compromise that has yet to be revealed. It's still secret, being ironed out behind closed doors. But any compromise that allows the government to monitor Americans without constitutionally required suspicion, which is to say without checks and balances, in secret and susceptible to abuse, any reform like that should be rejected because we have a constitution for a reason. And we've had experiences in the United States with government surveillance, and they've never worked out well. It's always become a war not on crime, not on terror or terrorism, but on dissent. And that's exactly what the Bill of Rights was established to prevent. And those kinds of questions, while we think we might have settled 300 years ago now, right? When we look back on our nation's history, those fights are ones that we have to fight in every generation, and that's what our generation's call is today: is to restore the freedoms that the founders of our nation attempted to leave for us by reining in some of the very same agencies that our recent president, President Eisenhower, specifically predicted would come to threaten democracy in America, and that's exactly what's come to pass.
How have we drifted so far that now our Congress has to introduce legislation to restore the very things that have been abused by the unaccountable bureaucracies?
I think that's a great question, and it's a very important question because in it lies, I think, a reflection of what we are dealing with at the moment is more than the Patriot Act. It's more than mass surveillance. And it's more than the subversion of democracy. And what we were talking about, well, that's it. It's the subversion of democracy is what we're talking about, beyond the rights at stake. And I think a big component, a factor in the loss of our freedoms has been deference and trust in officials who, quite frankly, don't deserve it. I think another component has been fear-mongering and fear leading people to adopt and prefer security to their own liberty. And, of course, we should remember what Ben Franklin said to us, several hundred years ago, which is that those who would prefer security to liberty deserve neither. And that's what we're ending up with, because the tragic irony of all of it is that the measures that undermine our freedoms that are sold to us in the name of our securing national security don't actually help national security. The only security they advance is the job security of the officials who push these programs.
Shahid, what is the reason why they think that they need to keep doing this to us? They need to keep just raping us of our liberties. Is it the thirst for power and control, or is it really, quote, air quotes, safety?
I think it differs for different people. And there's also just a couple other reasons that, we are overlooking. One of them is money. There's big money in mass surveillance. And it's another reason why President Eisenhower told us to be careful, because the injection of industry into military functions, which, of course, the Bush administration really turned up the dial on, privatizing the military and sort of making war into a profit-making enterprise directly for corporations, that's a huge, huge cash cow. The agencies that effectuate surveillance, like the NSA and the FBI, they're joined by dozens of corporate defense contractors. Don't forget that the agency that Edward Snowden worked for is essentially an accounting firm, right? And he had essentially unlimited access to the internet and a phone system that's able to tap even foreign leaders without any review at the drop of a hat, right? And so if that's the kind of power we're giving to accountants, think about the cash cow that other corporate defense manufacturers are on. There's, in fact, a great story. One of the NSA whistleblowers, Thomas Drake, and one of his colleagues, Bill Binney, talk about a particularly sordid saga here. This goes to the security issue. The agency has adopted, the National Security Agency has adopted surveillance programs that undermine both security and privacy at the same time because they were expensive and developed by corporations. And it could be basically a way to inflate the agency's budget over cheaper programs that would have been better both for security and for privacy. In fact, they developed a program called Thin Thread that when they fed the data back into it, they were able to identify the 9/11 attackers based on data available to the agency before the attacks. The agency didn't use that program because it was too inexpensive and it wanted to throw something more expensive at some contractors. And what they ended up choosing when they decommissioned Thin Thread was another program called Stellar Wind. So you can add to the list of offenses here by the surveillance state, not only secrecy, not only mass Fourth Amendment violations and First Amendment violations, but also fraud, waste, and abuse. As well as, people don't always talk about this. Let me back into this. I often hear from people who haven't thought very closely about these issues that if I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to fear. And that's a very charitable perspective to the agencies, but here's why it ignores some very crucial history. First, the people who have had the most to fear from surveillance in our country have historically been people who had nothing to hide. Martin Luther King, in particular, is a national hero. We've named a national holiday after him. He was one of the most prolific targets of the FBI's regime of mass surveillance, which was used even more viciously, not only to monitor people, but to crush them and to, using the FBI's word, neutralize social movements like the movement for women's, equality in the pay discrimination arena, the movement for Puerto Rican independence, the movement for Native American rights, and the movement to end the war in Vietnam. All of these movements were targeted viciously for suppression through state surveillance. That also is something that we can expect to occur. And if we allow proposals like the McConnell and Trott proposal to move forward.
We're talking with Shahid Vitar of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. His website is What is the website? It's bordc.org.
You got it, just like that.
Bordc.org on the Power Hour. We'll be right back. We're going to continue this conversation about your privacy.
Be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley on this beautiful Friday. I'm over in the police state of Illinois broadcasting for you. Our guest today is Shahid Buttar. He's the executive director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Write this down, BORDC.org. That is the website. These guys are doing amazing work. And this is good news. We have good news today. Oh, also remember your homework for the weekend. find somebody to love. That's how we solve the world's problems. Shahid, welcome back.
Thanks, before
we went to the break, we were talking about the bill, the two bills, actually, the competing bills that would, well, one's from the defense agencies, the agency's quote bill, and then the other one is the Surveillance State Repeal Act. Now, you guys at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee are literally on the front line. I mean, you're out there expanding the debate in the public square where there needs to be debate. A lot of people are stuck, you know, watching, you know, American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, and they just don't think it really matters to them. Tell us, when you're out there talking to the people, the ones that care, what do they say?
You know, Americans are very concerned right now, and I think it reflects the depth of the constitutional crisis, because it quite frankly doesn't matter which community you're in, whatever community you're part of, all of them are being impacted. You know, historically, like if you think about racial profiling, those are abuses that have been reserved for some parts of the population. And because they isolate some while leaving others unscathed, it's been tough over the last 400 years to mobilize the public support to stop it. Mass surveillance is not like that. It impacts everyone. And for those of your listeners who might think they have nothing to fear because they have nothing to hide, and I mentioned the history, you know, what we're talking about ultimately here is the opportunity for freedom of thought. Because when you know you're being watched, and if it's not true of this generation, it will certainly be true of their kids. If you know you're being watched, you will make sure that you have nothing to hide, including an unpopular opinion. And nothing could be more un-American than a regime like that. Go ahead.
I was going to say the chilling effect it has on the mind.
Exactly, and you asked how Americans respond when we're out talking about these issues, and I think people get that. I think people are very attached to the idea of America as a place where you can speak your mind and embrace whatever idea you want, even if it is unpopular. And I think people recognize that if we push unpopular ideas out of the public square, which is what mass surveillance ultimately does, that we are undermining not just our rights, but ultimately America, right? Because this opportunity for a public debate, that's what the founders were trying to preserve when they were walling off secrecy, when they were trying to stop government secrecy, when they were trying to wall off individual privacy, when they were trying to ensure rights to speech. That's why they did it, because democracy ultimately is what the Bill of Rights aims to defend. And I think people, when we're out, whether in conservative areas or progressive areas, whether we're in cities or rural parts, whether in the East, the Midwest, the South, or the West, people, I think, are patriotic enough, even if our leaders are not, to understand how the things we're proud of relate to our public policies. If I could just say one other thing, you know, in the last 2 weeks, I've spoken in Cleveland, St. Louis, New York, and Los Angeles, and in every one of those places, people have been very concerned. And what particularly entices me is that the people in each of those places were very different from each other. But we all come together around this awareness of how our rights are impacted. And it's only together across our different communities, across our different ethnic communities, across our different political parties, that we have an opportunity to restore democracy in America and throw off the subversion of it by our intelligence agencies.
And folks listening, remember, if you don't have a voice, you will never be able to fight for what you want. You won't be able to fight for your rights. If you're afraid to speak, you won't be able to speak openly for your rights. If you're afraid to do it, this is the last frontier of our rights. Every single one, they chip away, chip, chip, chip. If you can't speak because you're afraid, because of being spied upon, it is really a terrifying world we live.
If I may, Gary, just to connect, you know, what you were talking about before you brought me on, it's not just our rights that people will lose the ability to speak about. Let's say, for instance, you don't care about your rights, but you do care about GMOs and the food. If you lose the right to speak, you won't be able to talk either about your rights or GMOs, or the potholes on the street, or whatever else threatens you and your children's future, right? Like, it's the opportunity.
Shahid, we got to jump to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the arrest on the Power Hour.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs. Just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Attention. Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. And we are moving in through the second hour of the most powerful hour in radio. Real quick update for you. Some of the specials going on in the Power Mall. Remember, the Power Mall is the engine of this program. You would not be able to hear people like our guest today, Shahid Bitar from the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. You would not be able to hear him or the work that he's doing to help rein in the federal government, rein in those politicians in Capitol Hill who are trampling over your rights for their own special interests, if it wasn't for the Power Mall. Power Mall sales this week. We were talking about GMOs earlier and McDonald's shutting down those stores. Genetic Roulette, the book by Jeffrey Smith, is on sale. Get it in your library. It is the handbook to navigating GMOs. The DVD, The World According to Monsanto. Oh, if you haven't seen this yet, you need to see it. Get it in your library. Host a home screening. Invite the family and friends over. Get some non-GMO corn chips and sit down and watch it. Garden Seed Special from White Harvest Seed Company. is on special vegan burgers. 9 servings for $8.99.
Delicious.
No chemical additives, no allergens, no animal products. Real ingredients, real food. Mother Earth essential mineral sales, charcoal, powder, capsules, Nature Clean Machine, Miracle Skin product. Also on sale, other DVDs, The Hidden Enemy, a documentary inside psychiatry's covert agenda, and State of Mind, Psychology of Control, from our friends over at Free Minds Films. Also, A Noble Lie about the Oklahoma City bombing. We are in the 20-year anniversary of that. If you don't know what happened that day, the story behind the story, get that film. It is awesome. Awesome. Shahid, welcome back.
Thanks, Kerry.
Let's get into this arrest now, because a lot of people, arrests are used for a specific function. You can certainly get a lot of press out of it, but this is a unique case. I've seen people go on and they get arrested, in the streets of Chicago, and there's not much said. But you were actually in the Senate chamber. And I watched the video, and the conclusion is there. And well, set it up for us. We got the audio. Why don't you set it up? Tell us what we're gonna hear.
Sure. I wasn't particularly trying to get arrested. I was just trying to ask a question, and it was the very same question I'd had an opportunity to raise at the Cato Institute Surveillance Forum last fall, when the general counsel, the lead lawyer for the Director of National Intelligence, was on a panel, and I asked him a question. He gave me an answer. C-SPAN broadcast it, and it was revealing. And I tried to get his boss to do the same thing, just to answer a question after a recent Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, and basically asking a question about corruption in the U.S. Senate after the conclusion of a hearing, when I'm not interrupting anything, was reason to, held as reason to arrest me. It's telling to me that the ultimate result of this was a decision not to prosecute any charge. And I will be pursuing an opportunity to try to keep the Capitol Police from doing anything like this again. But the long story short is that asking questions about corruption can land you in prison as the so-called leader of the free world.
Let's go to the clip.
Both of you for being here. Hearing is adjourned.
Thank you.
Director Clapper. In March 2013, you misled the Senate Intelligence Committee about the scope of NSA surveillance. What do you have to say to communities of color that are so hyper-policed that we're subjected to extrajudicial assassination for selling loose cigarettes when you can get away with perjury before the Senate? Why is your agency above the law? Why is your agency above the law, sir? Why can you lie to the Senate about mass surveillance, presuming the entire globe to be subject to pervasive collection, twisting the meaning of the terms in violation of the statute of the U.S. Constitution, constraining your agency? Why are you above the law for perjury? Why is the NSA above the law for mass surveillance, violating even the contours that the authors of the Patriot Act intended to authorize in 2001? Why are you above the law? And senators, why won't you do your job? You're charged with oversight of these officials. Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I love civil disobedience. Like you said, that wasn't necessarily your intention to get arrested, but ultimately it became an act of civil disobedience.
Yeah.
And you brought up a crossover topic, because we're talking about surveillance. And I do want to stay on it. I want to talk about the vastness of the government surveillance programs. I want to talk about how much Congress actually knows. But you brought up Eric Garner and the murder of the police murder for selling cigarettes, loose cigarettes out of New York. And we're seeing a rash of these types of occasions, incidences, travesties, murders by police. How did you cross those two stories? How did they intersect?
Right. The reason they're connected is because mass surveillance or killing people without trial are different dimensions, essentially, of state crime. And what I find particularly disturbing as a lawyer and someone who's been trained to at least believe the precepts that people are created equal and government is supposed to be accountable to the people, what's striking, if you look at the criminal justice system, is that it is relentless when persecuting powerless people for relatively petty offenses. But when it comes to, and that's people like Eric Garner, right, merely accused of selling cigarettes without the tax stamp, and he ends up dead in the street, right, in a murder that was captured on video using an illegal force method, in the video viewed by millions of people around the world, and still no accountability at all. When, on the other hand, this very same criminal justice system is astoundingly permissive toward the architects of serious crimes that impact millions of people, like mass surveillance. We fought the Cold War for 50 years to stop mass surveillance, and the architects of it within the United States have not only gotten away with it, they continue to show up in the Senate and testify at oversight hearings after having been caught lying under oath to protect their job. And it's the erosion of the rule of law from both sides, which is to say that two very separate and completely unequal systems of justice that turn a blind eye to official crimes by the state, encouraging more and subverting democracy while turning a vicious eye towards, ultimately, in a lot of cases, especially when you talk about drug possession, crimes that don't have victims, by people who, quite frankly, don't have the means to hurt many people anyway, right? When you're talking about in the context of mass incarceration, the prisons have been filled not with violent criminals, not with people who take things from other people. They're filled with people who have done things to themselves, which in a free country you would think you'd have the opportunity to do, right? But then these powerful people, officials, who committed grave crimes against not only us, the people, but against the Constitution, right? I mean, realize the people they're lying to in Congress are the people who are writing their checks. So they're showing up. If the rest of us did that, you'd be fired at least. If you didn't go to jail, these people not only have evaded prosecution, but they continue to drop taxpayer-funded salaries. It's preposterous.
So how do we hold these people accountable? I mean, right. It's like we always see the problem when internal investigation, and then they whitewash the investigation, they let them walk, and they slap them on the wrist. We're just talking about the LIBOR scandal, $2.5 billion fine for those international banking criminals. But when you're talking about people in D.C. whitewashing their own investigation, how come the people, where's the disconnect with the American people? Should the American people do something about it rather than having these people be walking into their own committee rooms and having their buddies ask them questions?
Absolutely. And this will sound abstract, but it goes like this. Now, a lot of people think of mass surveillance or any number of other issues as policy struggles, right? And I don't think they are, because if you go back about 20 minutes ago in our conversation, you were talking about how the agencies have supplanted democratic institutions. What we face today in the United States is the same kind of struggle that countries behind the Iron Curtain faced in the 80s. And that is, how do you delegitimate through culture a set of institutional processes that talk about one set of values but embody another, right? And I think that ultimately is up to us. When I'm in different places working with communities, as much as we are educating them about issues, we're also empowering them to take action where they live. And the essence to fighting back federal abuses is to start with local police, and I can't do that. Only your listeners can do that. And, I was just in Cleveland, and a very diverse room of about 100 people not only landed a story on three of the nightly news channels and the city's major newspaper, but they got the member of the city council, who chairs the public safety committee, to come hear their concerns and be a part of the panel and speak to the community and share his update And it seemed to be a perfect model for what can happen in communities around the country. And here's the kicker, where people on the ground who live in those communities make those things happen. And my job at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee is to support and help people who want to do that. And I just invite any of your listeners who are interested in raising the flag where you live and letting us help you raise your voices, please reach out to us at organizing@bordc.org.
Again, it comes back to love. Love your neighbor. And if you could start with that simple concept, we would have so many problems would be solved. That's your homework assignment, folks. Remember, find someone to love this weekend. But going back to the police, those folks are on the front line of, you know, the law enforcement. They used to be called peace officers, officer friendly. Now they're law enforcers. I'm trying to formulate this question because it's just so complicated. What is it, and why are we seeing this massive rise in? It just appears recently, police brutality, police murder. Is it because of just the proliferation of camera phones and we're just starting to see it more? Or is it simply because there's an actual rise in it?
I think it's a bit of both. It's hard to say because we haven't had what a sociologist might describe as a legitimate baseline, right? Because in order to know whether it's an uptick in events, we have to know what the rate of events was at some point in the past. And since we didn't have phones in everyone's pockets, we really don't know how often that was happening, right? What I do think is fair to say, though, is that it's a combination of the spread of technology and the cameras in our pockets, which, incidentally, I should note, a lot of police departments prohibit people from using, and in the debate about police body cameras, much cheaper than police body cameras, much more transparent than police body cameras, and ultimately far more supporting of public accountability than police body cameras are civilian cameras. That is to say, a civilian right to observe police is the far superior reform to police body cameras there. So I think that's one piece of it. But with respect to whether or not there's an uptick in events, realizing that in the last really 20 to 25 years, is the period over which the police in the United States have grown especially militarized. And I think as our police have become less like peace officers and more like paramilitary forces occupying U.S. cities, I think that explains at least some of the increase in police murders. And the last thing I'd say there is that the return from active service of military service members, particularly who are now finding themselves with badges on U.S. streets, is also, I think, part of this phenomenon. Because remember, we train military people to kill, and that's not what police are supposed to be doing. But a lot of times they're coming from a background where that's the training they've got. And, you know, whether for better or obviously worse, those are the kinds of things that have ended up happening here at home.
Well, and you bring up the military and the police as a perfect dovetail into what's happening this July 15th through September 15th at the Jade Helm exercises, where the U.S. military will be dropping paratroopers into 10 states and taking over towns and coordinating with local law enforcement in a training exercise using military weapons. I mean, this is what's actually happening in America today. I personally believe it's a conditioning exercise. There's a lot of theories out there as to what the real purpose is. But again, it's a frightening scenario when you already have a militarized police force murdering people. And then now you're going to bring in the military to create a joint coordinated effort for what? You know, and meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., they're trampling our rights beyond recognition, golf cleats on the U.S. Constitution, you know. But going back to the surveillance system, because it's all connected. William Binney, by the way, is going to be on the program, everybody, next May 4th. He will be
great.
Yes,
tune William, in for that show. He's awesome.
Yeah, I met him last year at an event in Orlando. I had an opportunity to interview him in person. Awesome guy. He's so humble. I know he did a PowerPoint presentation. So, yeah, May 4th, he'll be joining us. So it's going to be a great show. We're going to get into the secrets, the very, very vast secrets of the government surveillance program that he helped architect. But I know we got a break coming up, and I want to get into some of the nitty gritty. But how much does Congress really know about the surveillance programs? I mean, we see it, and we see in the PowerPoints. How much do they really see?
Yeah, not very much. I mean, most of what they know about mass surveillance, they learned from Edward Snowden, which is striking because he's never testified before Congress, nor has anyone ever asked him. He's in exile, and they still haven't heard the full truth. And that's another piece we should remind people. And what Snowden revealed was not the full picture. Those were pinpricks in a blanket of secrecy. That's all anyone's seen. So even now, as Congress is considering whether to reauthorize the Patriot Act, they are totally legislating in the dark. They have no idea what's happening because there's never been any meaningful investigation. And the oversight committees that were created to do this work, the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees, have basically become stooges of the agency. So much so that when the agency officials have lied under oath before those committees, they've gotten away with it, and the committees have accepted those lies, even when the documents revealed by whistleblowers prove that they are lies. It's really astounding. It's almost like Congress is burying its head in the sand. And the last data point I give to illustrate the point is that the authors of the Patriot Act, when they learned how their signature legislative opus was being used, again, not in an oversight hearing from the press, what they did was write a bill that would restrain...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. That data point on the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. It is an honor to sit here behind this microphone while she takes her quick break. She'll be back next week. She is rearing to go. She'll be here 4 days next week. Our guest right now, Shahid Buttar of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. He's the executive director. The website, bordc.org. Your homework assignment this weekend, love your neighbor. Shahid, before we went to the break, you were getting into this last data point.
Just making the point, you'd ask me how much Congress knows, and Congress knows so little that when even the authors of the Patriot Act learned how it would be used, they wrote a law to try to stop it. And in fact, that law, called the USA Freedom Act, will likely be the one that will be soon announced to try to attempt a compromise between the McConnell, Cotton, authorize everything, no reforms bill, and the Surveillance State Repeal Act, introduced by Representatives Pocan and Massey and others who are trying to restore constitutional rights.
So the USA Freedom Act, it's like, sounds like the Patriot Act. Is it one of those bills where you have the name is completely opposite of what it is?
Kind of. It has some reforms, but to be honest, it's not nearly enough. And so for Congress to settle for whittling around the edges, for instance, it would limit the phone metadata collection program while extending Internet surveillance with very little restriction. And that's not a trade members of Congress should be making. We shouldn't be making deals with the agencies. We should be abolishing
them. Oh, yeah. Reminder, next week we got May 4th, William Binney, a whistleblower, will be on the program. Another whistleblower, Edward Snowden. Amazing documentary, Citizen Four. If you haven't seen it, you need to see it. Edge of your seat, nail biter. Literally. Have you seen that film, Shahid?
It's an incredible film, absolutely. It won an Oscar, and it was a very well-deserved one for Best Picture.
What was your immediate impact when you saw it and people around you?
You know, it's interesting. I find the film, as someone who pays a lot of attention to the issues that it depicts, I remember in very sharp relief the period that the film shows. And I had always thought when the leaks had happened that, you know, they'd sat on this information for several weeks, they'd pored over it, because there was a series, a drumbeat of stories. And I'm like, oh, you know, they're leaking it out intentionally. And that actually proves not to be the case. It was just the work of a handful of journalists trying to work their way through a mountain of information, and what it looked like was a drip-drab of information. And also to learn more about the character of Edward Snowden and the person and what drove him to what he did. I think one reason that the film won an Oscar was not because of the issues it depicts and what it revealed, but just the character of this person who was willing to resign a very lucrative career, a comfortable life, and essentially exile himself from his own country for the sake of principles that are now up to the rest of us to demonstrate that we still care about.
That's absolutely right. It is up to the rest of us to fix these problems. And if we don't, we're going to continue down the path of the growing police state, the gulag state in America, the surveillance state. If we don't put up the wall now to block it, what can you imagine the world for your children, your grandchildren? We have to stop this, friends. And it starts with people like Shahid Buttar over the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. BORDC.org. Tell us, before we go, a little bit about what you guys are working on right now.
You know, we're doing exactly what you suggested to your listeners, which is love thy neighbor. And we work with communities, Cleveland, St. Louis, L.A., New York, are examples where we're working with communities to actively love your neighbors. And what that looks like is to reach out to them, find other people who share your concerns, and raise your voices together. You can do things in groups that you can't alone, like host events, and draw together other communities that don't look like you to share concerns and develop that point of intersection.
All right.
Your neighbor looks like pulling them together, and that's what we work with communities to do. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Thank you so much, Shahid. Bill Rights Defense Committee, BORDC.org. I'm